Dean Allen.
Thanks, Helen. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the shipping bulletin issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 today, Saturday the 6th of June. There are warnings of gales in Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet and Shannon. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Fastnet 989, losing its identity by midnight tonight. New low 994, expected rock all by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, Northwood Sierra, Southwood Sierra, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Southeasterly, varying southwesterly later in Forth, Tyne and Dogger, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Tyne and Dogger. Rain, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight. South or southeast, varying west later in southwest German Bight, 3 to 5, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Humber. South or southeast, 4 to 6, veering west, 3 to 5, later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, White. South, 4 to 6, veering southwest, 6 to gale, 8. Then west or southwest, 4 to 6, later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth. West or southwest, 6 to gale, 8, decreasing 4 to 6, but later in Portland. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Biscay. West 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, fair, good. Fitzroy, westerly 6 to gale 8, backing southwesterly but northerly in southeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Seoul, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, becoming southwest 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate or poor. Lundy, Fastnet, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Fastnet, becoming southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Irish Sea. Southeast 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic, then southwest later 4 to 6. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, becoming west or southwest 4 to 6. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, cyclonic 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, occasional rain, occasionally poor. Malin, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, south or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. And Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree automatic, south-southeast 4, 5 miles, 1003, falling slowly. Stornoway, south-southeast 2, recent rain, 30 miles, 1004, falling slowly. Lerwick, southeast by south 3, 15 miles, 1008, now falling. Lucas, east-northeast 1, 22 miles, 1007, falling slowly. Bridlington, south by west 4, 1008, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by south 5, 5 miles, 1011. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south by west 4, 5 miles, 1009. Jersey, south by east 6, 12 miles, 1006, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south to southeast 7, 1004. Scilly Automatic, southwest 7, recent precipitation, 3 miles, 997, rising slowly. Valentia, north by east 2, recent drizzle, 27 miles, 992, rising. Ronald's Way, east-southeast 5, slight rain, 12 miles, 1003, falling. And Malin Head, southeast by east 4, slight showers, 11 miles, 1001, falling slowly. Now, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a deep Atlantic low over Southern Ireland will move east across central parts of the United Kingdom through today, whilst gradually filling. This will bring very unsettled spell of weather with showers or longer outbreaks of rain to most parts and strong to gale force winds across many southern and southwestern waters today. A strong southwesterly flow will then develop by Sunday with further rain or showers. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southeast 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southeast veering south or southwest later 3 to 5. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, veering south or southwest 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southeast 4 to 6, veering west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain or showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally moderate. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southeasterly, veering southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 later in south. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. From Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Southerly 5 to 7, veering southwesterly 6 to gale 8. Then westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. South 5 to 7, veering southwest 6 to gale 8. Then west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southeast veering west or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southeast veering west or southwest later 4 to 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. The Isle of Man. East or southeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming southwest 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, then fair later, good, occasionally moderate or poor. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southeast 4 to 6, veering west 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming south or southwest 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southeast 3 to 5, veering south or southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And finally, the Shetland Isles. Southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in the west. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. In a couple of minutes here on Radio 4, we'll have the next in our series that looks at the world of hackers and hacking. But first, it's time for Prayer for the Day with Rabbi Warren Elf.
Good morning and Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat, or the Sabbath day, is probably the most important time of Jewish life, culture and religious life. It is certainly the most important day, not just of the week, but of the year. All of the other days of the week in Hebrew are referred to as Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, first day, second day, third day, up to the sixth day, and then Shabbat is the name for the seventh day. It is as if the whole week revolves around Shabbat, which it does. The commandment to observe and keep the Sabbath occurs more often than almost any other commandment in Torah. In the Ten Commandments, we are told, remember the Sabbath day to make it holy. And in the version in Deuteronomy, it says, observe the Sabbath day to make it holy. We are also told the Israelites shall keep the Sabbath, observing the Sabbath as a timeless covenant for all generations. We believe it is a sign between God and the Jewish people, because God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. So we rest too on the seventh day. There are many other references to Shabbat observance in Torah. So how do we make it holy? We are told to avoid work and to rest. This makes it a time of prayer, study and renewal, a time for ourselves with family, friends and community. It is a day set apart to God, separating ourselves from our everyday tasks and dedicating ourselves to God to explore what that means for us. We ask God to purify our hearts so that we may serve the Eternal One in truth. So today I pray that I inherit God's holy Sabbath, and that I, along with all others who seek holiness, may find within that holiness my rest. And I pray that by keeping the Sabbath, I may rest and be refreshed.